The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. By plucking hairs from elephant tails, scientists have determined just what the pachyderms like to eat. Researchers combined this dietary information with tracking data from GPS collars to show that an elephant's diet changes as it migrates. Different plants produce different ratios of carbon isotopes, which accumulate in an animal's body, particularly in their hair. The isotope ratio of an animal's hair can therefore reveal what it has consumed. In tropical regions, trees and shrubs undergo one type of carbon fixation during photosynthesis and produce a different ratio of carbon isotopes than grasses and crop plants. As elephants digest these plants, some of the isotopes end up in their foot-long tail hairs. About half the total isotopes in each hair comes from the food the elephants ate the day before. The other half is the long-term average diet. For the first month of each of the year's two rainy seasons, the elephants in Samburu National Reserve in northern Kenya munched mainly on grasses. During the rest of the year, when it's generally drier and grasses are less plentiful, these elephants moved into other areas of the reserve and dined on trees and shrubs.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.